Well, there's some long odds out there, and not just for the likes of Rose of Virginia at 126-1 in the Melbourne Cup this afternoon. Ahead of that race, the board of the Reserve Bank will gather for its first Tuesday of the month meeting. And while the RBA has changed interest rates on 6 out of the last 10 Melbourne Cup Tuesdays, the smart money is that this time the cost of borrowing will not budge from its current record low level of 1.25%. Only 6 out of 27 economists expect a rate cut today, and the market has priced in just a 4% chance of it happening. One of those contrarians predicting the reduction is Citi's senior economist Josh Williamson. Josh, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Josh, why do you and the Citi research team believe that the RBA could romp home today with another 25 basis point rate cut?
Well, it certainly seems like long odds when you mentioned market pricing today, but we think there is still a very good fundamental economically based case for the Reserve Bank to cut rates in the near term. One is that inflation measures still remain weak in Australia, but two, there's still considerable slack in the labour market, and indeed we're seeing full-time employment fall this year to be replaced by stronger part-time employment. But having said that, wage growth remains very weak, and we also believe that consumer spending, which we saw that was weak in the Q2 GDP data, is probably going to remain so for the remainder of the year. So we think the economy needs a little bit more of a kick in the rear to sort of help move activity forward.
I'll come to consumer spending in a minute, but the jobs market, a lot of economists don't believe this jobs data, and you're quoting it there, is very reliable. It shows at the moment, as you say, part-time work is up significantly, but full-time work is down. And so a lot of economists don't really believe that it gives us a true picture of what's going on out there.
I totally agree. And one of the things we're looking at is measures of underemployment, and that is people that are in the workforce and have a job but want to work more hours. And that underemployment rate has been rising, and it's actually above where it was during the peak of the global financial crisis. And one of the things I think that's been getting people to sort of mistrust some of the labour force data is that the unemployment rate has actually been falling, but it's only been falling because people are dropping out of the labour force. That is, they're what we call discouraged workers. They're leaving the labour force because they're not confident of actually finding a job, and that does give a misleading picture of the labour market.
Last week, we were speaking with economist Saul Eslake, and he said that Australians had so much money tied up in household debt, our household debt is very high as a nation at the moment, particularly in our mortgages, that this makes a rate cut less potent, that people who are already stretched won't be in a hurry to borrow more, even if the repayments are less. On the other hand, you've emphasised RBA research showing lowering rates by 100 basis points would boost consumption by up to 0.2%. So, you know, in terms of how useful a rate cut is, who's right here?
Well, to be fair to Saul, I totally agree that household debt is elevated on a historical basis, but the fact remains that lowering interest rates for households does actually decrease the amount of money they have to spend on actually servicing those debts. Now, it's true that probably, you know, compared to a few years ago, maybe that stimulus that you get from lower interest rates is less than what it was, but it's still a potent tool to actually influence consumer spending. And one thing we know is that consumer spending is very important for things like business investment and hiring. And the business sentiment surveys that we get on a regular basis from various providers do tell us that businesses would invest more and hire more if households were spending more.
Mm. Well, I guess if you're going to look at any kind of lever to get households spending more, now's the time to do it. And that's why we have this tradition of the RBA cutting rates in November just ahead of the Christmas shopping season to give retailers a boost.
That's one thing that's actually correct as well.
So that might be in the mind of the Reserve Bank board today.
Oh, I think the Reserve Bank takes a longer view. I mean, certainly that the retailers would be happy if we saw an interest rate cut today, but the RBA has to look forward. Monetary policy does work with a lag. But our view is that the 50 basis points that have been delivered so far this year, and some might say there were 50 basis points delivered last year, and that's the way the RBA wants to work. Our argument is that 50 basis points this year, less of that's been passed through because we know that the banks have passed less through in terms of changing their mortgage rates this year. Mm. So that also justifies for us another move of 25 today.
Rising house prices in Sydney and Melbourne could cause the Reserve Bank to keep their hands off the rate cut trigger today because people are obviously bidding for those houses. But then again, the latest data suggests borrowing is heading down. So that would be another reason to cut rates. There are so many considerations here, aren't there?
That's right. And in our research we produced last week in our Economics Weekly, we actually said that the rising prices in, or the re-acceleration in prices in Sydney and Melbourne could be one risk that the Reserve Bank actually takes in not cutting today. So it is going to be a really finely balanced decision, and I think it will be quite a robust discussion that's had amongst the board members this morning.
You mentioned, we're speaking with Josh Williamson. He's a senior economist at Citibank, and he and the Citi team are predicting that the Reserve Bank will cut rates today on another Melbourne Cup Day rate cut, though most economists don't think that the Reserve Bank will do any such thing. You mentioned inflation earlier, Josh. Citi sees inflation pressures staying weak, but the major reason, one of the major reasons other economists are picking a hold on rates is inflation too, that while it's currently below the central bank's target band, as Paul Bloxham from HSBC says, it's called flexible inflation targeting for a reason. And the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, has indicated he's pretty flexible about it, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. Our concern with inflation being low, and particularly market-based measures of inflation being low, is it can influence inflationary expectations. We already know that's weak. So the risk going forward is that households and businesses expect inflation to fall further, and that risk getting into a downward spiral. It's not something that central banks particularly like dealing with. So the risk of cutting rates at the moment is very low in terms of stoking unsustainable pressures in the economy. The benefit of doing so is you're actually providing yourself with a little more surety, if you like, of being able to actually guard against a further fall in those inflationary expectations.
Okay, so if the Reserve Bank board members are listening, you've basically given them a platform, a case to make the decision to cut if they want to, but as we've discussed, there's plenty of reasons why they wouldn't. If the Reserve Bank doesn't cut today, Josh, when will it, or could the rate cutting cycle be over?
I don't think the rate cutting cycle will be over. We've said that there's a need for a near-term rate cut. If the RBA doesn't actually cut today, we would expect that they would actually roll over what we call an easing bias, which is, you know, on balance, they're probably likely more likely to cut than do anything else in the future. And we would look to next February's board meeting as being then the key date for potentially that occurring.
Josh Williamson, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Josh Williamson is a senior economist at Citi. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9:15.